עוד מעט נתחיל סליחות. בכבוד.
קצת קצת, כן.
השבוע הבא זה...
מברכים את החדש.
שבת מברכים? לא.
שבת הזאת לא.
שבת הזאת
לא. שני.
בכבוד.
בדיוק פרמישה. Last week, Parasha ends that the president of Shevet Shimon, his name was Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, came over to in front of Moshe and Aaron and Olam Israel, the non-Jewish girl, so he wants to marry her. V'hem avochim. Torah says that Moshe and Aaron are all crying. Yaakov Pinchas mitoch ha'eda, says the Torah, Pinchas got up, and he goes over to Moshe. He says, Moshe, you taught us that halacha is, if somebody is going to marry a non-Jewish girl, anybody is allowed to prevent it and kill the guy. Why didn't you do it? Why are you sitting and crying? There's no question over here. Says the Gemara that Moshe said, you know what? I forgot about it. Since you remember it, you should do it. So the first question is, what do you mean Moshe forgot? Moshe forgot it. If Moshe forgets things, it means Moshe is not trustable. Says the Gemara, no. Hashem made Moshe forget it. Hashem wanted Moshe to forget it in order for Pinchas to get what he deserved. What do you mean to get what he deserved? I said, this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe, go tell Pinchas that since he made peace between me and Am Yisrael, he's going to be a Kohen. Says the Gemara, well, even though Pinchas is the son of Elazar and his grandson of Aaron, since he was born before Aaron became a Kohen Gadol, so Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, only Aaron and Elazar and Nadab, Abihu, Elazar, Veitamar, Aaron and his four children are going to be Kohanim, and new descendants coming. Since Pinchas is already here, he cannot be a Kohen. Very strange halacha. Very strange thing. The grandfather is a Kohen, the son is a Kohen. The grandfather is a Kohen, Aaron a Kohen. Son is a Kohen, Elazar a Kohen. The grandson is Pinchas, no. You cannot be a Kohen. I'm not a Kohen. But my father is a Kohen. My grandfather is a Kohen, no. But since you were born in Egypt already, so the Kohuna to be a Kohen is going to continue only the new descendants. But since you're here already, you're not a Kohen. Very strange halacha. So Pinchas is not a Kohen. He's a Levi. Now, after he is going to kill this person, he's going to be granted to be a Kohen. So the first question again. It's very strange he's not a Kohen. Now Hashem is going to grant him to be a Kohen. Why? Because he killed somebody. Because you kill somebody to become a Kohen. The opposite, the Gemara says a Kohen should not kill nobody. The opposite, the Gemara says that Pinchas really did not kill them completely. Says the Gemara, Pinchas came with the sword and they were so-called hanging on the sword. And then when he dropped them, they died. Says the Gemara, why? Even though Pinchas is not a Kohen yet, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to become Tameh. Not to kill somebody, because if you kill somebody, automatically you become tamei, not pure. Then you have to go to mikveh, you have to be sprinkled by ashes of the red cow. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, go tell Pinchas that because what he did is going to be a Kohen. He's going to be a Kohen. The Gemara says, the Zohar says again, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you give Pinchas something from yours. Mine? What do you mean from mine? Yeah, give him something from yours. So what does it mean? Moshe is a Levi. So now, You give Pinchas some kind of community. I don't know what it means exactly. In some kind of energy, maybe. Some kind of energy for Moshe. That Moshe has to transfer into Pinchas. And tell Pinchas, you're Kohen now. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Pinchas to be a Kohen because so-called Pinchas was born before Aaron became a Kohen. But now, because he killed somebody, he's going to be a Kohen. The coin is a very good thing, I don't say, but you know, this is the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he would have killed all of Israel, Hashem said, I would have killed everybody. And Pinchas saved Am Israel, made peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Israel, so that's how he become a Kohen. Right, I mean, it's a very nice thing to become a Kohen. But that's all. Vitamin Zira said, no, it's not just a Kohen. This guy Pinchas, what Hashem said to him, is going to live forever. Now, we're talking. He says, now, Hashem grants him something. He says, Pinchas is going to be Eliyahu Hanabi, and eventually he's going to live forever. So again, now maybe it's too much. Now this guy is going to become an angel. Eliyahu Hanabi flies all over the world. He says, he's going to live forever. Now, in there, the Gemara says, it's the last pasuk in the Tanakh. Next to the last pasuk, Eliyahu Navi is going to come before Mashiach will come. He says, what is the power? Who needs this guy? I says, Lasot Shalom Ba'olam, the Mishnah said that Eliyahu is going to come to make peace in the world. Peace? What kind of peace? Between who? Between who is going to make peace? He says, there's peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So what do you mean? Who needs this guy? He's going to come, the Gemara says, 3 days before Mashiach will come, expect Eliyahu Nabi to come and announce Mashiach is coming. So, what is this? He says, who needs him? So, yeah, Baruch Hashem, we have internet, Facebook. Everybody will get a beep, telephone, text. Mashiach is here. No, we need Eliyahu Nabi. Says the Navi says he's going to cause people to teshuva. He's going to give such good lectures to people before the arrival of Mashiach. After Mashiach comes, says the Zohar, says the Gemara, it's too late. The person that did not prepare himself for Mashiach will not be able to see Mashiach. The preparation is going to be by Eliyahu Navi. He says, what is this guy? This guy Eliyahu Navi, what's the school? Pinchas. Pinchas said, so Pinchas is going to become Eliyahu Navi. But that's why Hashem grants him to become Eliyahu Navi. So again, now it's a new concept. It's not just a regular Kohen that he's going to become. It's going to be an angel. Everybody shalom. So the question is, okay, what? Why so much? Before we thought that he doesn't get anything. According to Menuta Menuziel and the Gemara, that means he's become now an angel. Why become an angel? Because he killed this guy. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on purpose Moshe to forget it. On purpose. This is when Moshe saw that this guy is going to bring the non-Jewish girl to marry her, was crying. Pinchas walks over to him and says, why are you crying? Didn't you tell us? So Moshe forgot. Says the Gemara, Moshe forgot? He says, yeah, Hashem made him forget. Says the Gemara, why Hashem made him forget on purpose? He says, in order for Pinchas to get what he deserves. It means like this. Hashem wants Pinchas, again, on the surface, is to become a Kohen. So Hashem made Moshe forget in order for Pinchas to get what he deserves. If Hashem wanted Pinchas to become a Kohen, he didn't have to wait till now. Hashem would have made Pinchas before. He didn't have to make Pinchas later. Hashem makes Moshe forget. That's how Hashem works. Hashem wants to grant somebody or something, so Hashem makes the other person so-called to lose. It's very strange. Very strange. Hashem wants to give something to Pinchas. Hashem so-called is gonna shut Moshe. And Moshe's brain will not work. Very strange. And again, the Torah says that Pinchas is going to be the Kohen. The way the Torah says it, it says Pinchas is granted. It's going to become a Kohen. Tal Oza Wa Chavit Kohen Olam. He says this is because the Gemara says when Pinchas reminded Moshe and told Moshe, you taught us this. Moshe said, you want to know something? You go. You go. Kaena di gata ihi leve pavanka. She said, Gemara, you know what? You said it to me, you do. So what do you mean I said it to you? I said it to you, so you do it. And she said, no, because you said you should do. What does that mean exactly? I says, if it's an obligation, so it's an obligation. Moshe, you forgot the halacha. Now Pinchas reminded you the halacha. Reminded you the halacha. So go do it. Moshe says, no, Pinchas, you do it because you reminded me. Bad enough Moshe didn't remember it. Bad enough he didn't remember it. Now you tell Pinchas, you do it because he reminded you. Like, you know, you give somebody kavod, he says, you know, go kill somebody. Go kill somebody. It's not a kavod. It's not a kavod to kill somebody. I says, Moshe, why? Sounds like Moshe doesn't want to do the job. Maybe Moshe doesn't do the job. And it's the halacha. As the Gemara says, halacha. Halacha kanayim pogim, but the Gemara says, halacha. You see this guy? Run up to him and kill him. Why are you marrying a non-Jewish girl? Moshe said to me, no, you do it. Very strange. One of the other stories in the Torah in this parasha is that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you know, go up on the mountain. And you're going to die now. So Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can I ask you something? I want you to answer me this question. He said, what's the question, Moshe? He says, I want to know who is going to be the next leader. Says the Gemara that Moshe said in his heart, he was talking to himself, he said, I think that I should demand that my children should take over after me. That's all right. Very, very strange thing. Moshe wants his children to take the job. He said, oh, you don't tell it, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. That's, you know, your children, you know, but I decided Yeshua. Go take Yeshua, put your hand on him. Tell him, ordain him. Tell him that he is the next king, the next leader after you. I'll tell you the story. He says, Torah is not a story. Who needs to know it? Not that we need to know the story about Pinchas. Who cares the story about Pinchas? But maybe, you know, maybe the Torah wants to emphasize the importance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the Jewish people will intermarry with Jews. This is a dialogue between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who cares? Moshe talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a private dialogue. Moshe said, I want my children, so-called, to continue after me. And Hashem said, no. Look, Moshe, not the way you thought, says the Gemara. Hashem tells him, you thought one thing, I think another thing. I think Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Yeshua, now lem mitoch ha'oel. Yeshua was always around to Moshe Rabbeinu. Very fine. No. Story in the Torah, Moshe went, put his two hands in Yeshua, and says, you know the next leader, you take Am Yisrael towards Israel. Shah Tova. Who needs to know the story? What's really behind this? His story. The other story prior to that story is not Slovchad. Torah says Slovchad had five girls. Slovchad had no boys. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us to Israel, and Moshe comes and says everybody's going to get a piece of land, and Moshe said, the land is going to be divided according to the man. And ladies won't get anything. And they go over to Moshe and they say, listen, Moshe, we are five sisters, and our father died, and his father died too, and there's no boy here. Who is going to get this the piece of land? And Moshe doesn't know. Says the Gemara again. Moshe said to them, you have to wait, I have to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, he doesn't know. What do you mean, again, you don't know? Again, it doesn't say, Gemara says, Hashem said, did it on purpose, that Moshe will not know it, in order for the daughters of Tzlofchad to so-called, to generate this new halacha. The new halacha is coming, that usually, you know, personally, you know, Lachem, somebody died after 120 years, if he has boys, the boys get the heritage. But in case there are no boys, then the girls get it. Here, since Tzlofchad, Mr. Tzlofchad had no boys, had only five girls, comes Hashem to Moshe, says, listen, Kemnes of Chadavot, you know, the holy ladies, they love Eretz Israel very much. Yes, it's true. Please, tell them. When you get to Eretz Israel, they're going to get a piece of land, whatever the father should have gotten, the grandfather should have gotten, they're going to get it, and tell Am Yisrael this halacha, that if there are girls and boys together in the family, the boys get, the girls don't get. But if there are no boys, that's the halacha, the girls get as well. They will get it. This is again, something that Moshe did not learn. It says, did not, over here, didn't forget it. We never learn it. When Moshe spent time with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the few things he didn't learn with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is one of them. The heritage of girls, Moshe doesn't know. He doesn't know. Hashem on purpose did not tell him this. And Hashem waited here till the last day before we go to Eretz Israel, and then Moshe prepares them and tells them, listen, you go to Eretz Israel, everybody get a piece of land, and then they're going to come the girls of Slofchad, and they're going to say, what's going to be with us? What's going to be with us? And Hashem said, you know what? Holy ladies, holy ladies. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it on purpose. Moshe should not have learned it. Moshe should now learn new things because of those girls. It says the whole Torah Moshe learned, that thing that he cannot learn. Not the whole Torah, there are a few more things he can learn. Chachamim tell us, Rabotai, a secret in our lifetime. You know, the Gemara tells us that there's a Navi in time of Elisha. In time of Elisha, they wanted to go to war, Yehoshaphat, the other king, and they wanted to discuss it with the Navi, the prophet, to see if they should go to the war or not. And I said, is any in the Navi over here? They said, yeah, there's a guy over here, Elisha. Who is Elisha? It's Leon Navi's assistant. I says, this guy Elisha, you can trust him. He says, well, what does this guy do? We don't say that Elisha was a Navi. I said, Elisha used to wash Eliyahu's hands. Elisha, that's what he was like, his shamash, his assistant. But he's his helper, but you know, he's a shamash. Shamash means, you know, he does the things, and there's no information about this guy. Oh, how great this guy was, Elisha. How great was he? I said, we don't know how great was he. But we know one thing, that he used to walk along with Eliyahu Navi, this is Pinchas, and wash his hands. The Navi tells you that they called up Elisha, and he said, Elisha, what should we go to the war? Should not go to the war? Whatever Elisha said happened. Elisha made a lot of miracles, was known to be one of the biggest Nevim we ever had. I said, what is his title? What did he do? A scholar? What did he learn? What did he do? Nothing. I said, his title is, he washed Eliyahu Navi's hands. That's his title. You know, the Gemara tells us the following. The Gemara tells us that Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav. So when he got out of the house, and he was on the way to Haran, Eliphaz met him, and he took his clothing, he took his jewels, and Yaakov went to Yeshivat Ever. Yeshivat Ever stayed there for 14 years. After 14 years, Yaakov left. It's a very strange thing. Very strange. This guy Yaakov was a scholar. The Gemara said until age 63, until he got the brachot from his father, he was always in yeshiva learning. Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim used to walk from the one yeshiva Shem Ever, as a scholar. And then he runs to his uncle upon a command of his mother and his father, Yitzchak and Rivka. And on the way, all of a sudden, Eliphaz is there. Very strange. Where is the Torah? But he learns that this God on his life, Torah doesn't help him. No, that doesn't help him. He goes back over there. He learns 14 years. Now he goes. Forget about it. Now he's going to arrive. What happened? The Gemara says, well, don't think it was so simple. The Gemara says that Esav found out that Yaakov is here and he's chasing him. Says the Gemara that Yaakov ran into a bathhouse, something, you know, that people take showers over there, and Esau was waiting outside for him to come, and he went through the back door, and he ran away, he went to Haran. Escape. 14 years did help him to escape. Before 14 years, he wasn't. Before 14 years, אליפס קודם עושה סתי כמה סטייטמנט, you know, להשכב במקום ההוא after 14 years that he runs, then השם reveals himself to him. יצא הכל מרשב ולחרן, אני לא חושב לקדוש ברוך הוא comes to him. And he has this dream about the ladder, angels come, and Hashem promises him, I'll be with you. He says, excuse me, how come Hashem did not tell him to before? What happened before? Man was a holy man, very pure, the purest ever. He said, Tzadik, holy, goes on the command of his parents. So what? He went and he learned 14 years extra. 14 years. I says, he goes to sleep there. Says the Gemara, yeah, he goes to sleep there. Says, what happened the last 14 years? Says the Gemara, the last 14 years, the language of the Gemara, Shimesh, B'yeshivat Ever. It was a Shamash of it. It was a Shamash. Also, a study, the Gemara says. But the Gemara said he was a Shamash. It says the Torah before didn't help him. We became Shamash, helped him. Comes the Gemara and tells us in a few weeks ago, Parashat Barotcha, it says Hashem tells Moshe, you know what? Whoa, speak to the Levim. Tell the Levim. Kach et Levim. Go talk to the Levim. I says, go talk to Levi. I says, who, the family? Go talk to them. Go talk to them. He says, go, Hashem tells Moshe, you know what you tell them? This language. Ashrechem. Praise you. Shetiyu shamashim lamakom. That you be a shamash. Talk to the Shmo. Since I'm in Taman Uziel, I want to explain to you a secret. Taman Uziel says, you know, tzitzit is a very important mitzvah tzitzit. I says, what are you going to reach when you have tzitzit? Says the Gemara, well, let me tell you something. If you're very, very careful about tzitzit, you have the right tzitzit, you know, you don't buy, you know, just the tzitzit, you know, who knows who made it, what Kabbalah, the guy made it. They found already Arabs doing it also. I says, oh, nah, listen, how much is it seat, you know, Talit Katan, Talit Kadabah? I says, I want to explain to you something. Whoever is careful in tzitzit, not only is going to have long life and a good life here, he's gonna have the merit to see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch. That's an important tzitzit. So the Gemara says, if you walk without tzitzit, Hashem is very upset at you. The Gemara says, one of the Chachamim met an angel. Rav Katina, and the angel asked him, where is your tzitzit? He said, well, I can't afford it. He said, you can't afford it, be careful. When Hashem is upset, you have no tzitzit, Chas Shalom, who knows what Hashem is going to do to you? He said, what tzitzit? Who needs tzitzit? He said, well, you know, Hashem said, listen, if you have a garment with four corners and you want to wear it, put tzitzit on. He says, listen, I have no garment with four corners and I can't afford it. The angel told Rav Katina and Gemara, he says, be careful. And Hashem Chas Shalom is upset. You have no tzitzit, Hashem Chas Shalom do something to you. He says, what's so important about tzitzit? He says, Gemara, well, you have zechut, you know, you have tzitzit, you can see the Shekhinah. Why are you going to see Shekhinah? He says, what is this about? The Gemara says, you know, tzitzit shkula kenig et kol ha-mitzvot. Tzitzit is the numerical value of the word tzitzit with the five knots and the eight, and eight strings become 613. What can it be? It's a very simple thing. Says the Gemara, well, you should know also, there are a lot of things the Gemara says about tzitzit. One of the things the Gemara says, Mashiach will come. So a person that wears tzitzit and was careful always to wear the tzitzit is going to have slaves running after him and serve him. So what's the connection now? What this has to do with the slaves? The slaves, because I wore tzitzit, I'm going to have slaves. Sabbatamun Uziel says the Gemara, I should know. Tzitzit is going to grant you to be like an angel, that he is a shamash for HaKadosh Baruch. That's the secret of the tzitzit. The tzitzit, will person who wears it, he is going to feel that he wants to be a shamash to Hashem. Mr. Shamash to Hashem. Shamash to Hashem, then this is a stage of an angel. The Gemara says, you know, if you go to learn by a rabbi, the Gemara says, listen, it's sent us in the Navi Malachi, Malach Hashem Tzvakot Hu, Torah Medom Epiu, Tzivtei Choyni Shmeru Da'at, Torah Medom Epiu. כי מלאך השם צבאות כותו. רבי says, מלאך, you know, a Kohen, the Kohenim is to be the teachers. So go learn about the Kohen. The Gemara says, the Kohen is like an angel. The Kohen is like an angel. Since when is the Kohen is like an angel? Says the Gemara, one step forward. It says, the rabbi, says the Gemara, אם דומה הרב למלאך השם צבאות, ילמדו תורה מפה. ואם לא אל ילמדו. Says the Gemara, two times in the Shas. It says, the rabbi looks like an angel. If he is similar to an angel, doesn't look like an angel. אם דומה הרב למלאך, if the rabbi is like an angel, study with the rabbi. If not, don't study. What do you mean, the rabbi? I don't know what an angel looks like. I must say that Gemara means something else. An angel is shamash. That's an angel. He doesn't have anything for himself. The word shamash in Hebrew, sun. So you think about the sun. What does the sun have for itself? Nothing. Nothing. The sun comes out every day, whatever it means. Shines. Does it get anything? Nothing for itself. Shines for the world. I says the word shemesh in Hebrew is like it comes from the word shamash. I said you shamash, you're like a servant without expecting any reward. That's the goal in life, to be shamash. So the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. This guy Yehoshua ben Nun that was granted and was ordained by Moshe, and was told to Moshe that he's going to be the next leader. So the Gemara, I tell you what it was. You know what was it? It was Yehoshua was shamash. What would Yeshua do? Says the Gemara, when everybody used to come to Moshe Rabbeinu lectures, Yeshua used to fix the chairs. When everybody left, Yeshua used to fix the chairs. Let's do the job. Shamash. This is Elisha, was the Shamash of Eliyahu Navi. This is the Levim, the Kohanim, are the Shamashim. This is what you get. Well, Hashem is going to give him something and he has to survive. But he's not going to get any real estate. The Gemara says, what? He gets over here something, gets him something. This is like a poor person. He said, you don't understand. His job is not a paid job. He is a shamash for Hashem. He's going to work in the Tamikdash for nothing. If he expects anything, he's not a real Kohen. Says the Gemara, the Kohen and Levi, they should work for nothing. And the Gemara says, the rabbi, the same thing. I said, the rabbi, you know, he charges $1,000 for a lecture, he charges for this, put me out, $1,000 for power, $500, then they catch him on the internet, is it going to be in house arrest? He says, what happened to you, person? Where do you get so much money? Why are you charging everything? For what? Sell the chametz, $50. For this, of course, he comes to this. He says, the rabbi should not charge any money, zero money. Somebody wants to give him, let him give him. He should not charge. He says, the Gemara, a dayan, a judge is not allowed to charge. Says the Gemara, you can't charge nothing. There's no fee. You can't say, listen, you want me to come do your chuppah for you? $500. You want me to do a funeral? I once heard somebody came to a cemetery. Somebody comes over and says, listen, you want me to do ashkava? Kema lerachamim? He said, yeah. I said, you won't do it for me. He says, well, I charge. Okay, so I pay you. He said, how much is it? He says, it depends. He said, if I close my eyes, it's $50. If I say my eyes open, only $40. He says, everything you charge. What do you mean charge? For what are you charging? For what you charging? You have to be shamash. This is Mishnah Berkiyavot. Al tikno se shocho. Al tikno said, if you ka'abadim am shamshim at arav, shelo al menat, lekabel pras, v'yem mora shamayim alechem. He says, this guy, Al tikno, was one of the biggest we ever had. He says, you should know. In front of you. So what do you have to be? Shamash. That's the goal in life. You got to be shamash. Well, not everything is charging. Charging for this. So you have to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'avadim, like slaves, they don't get a reward. He says, who is this guy that doesn't get a reward? It's called Shamash. The Shemesh. Shamash. Ka'avadim. That's what Torah emphasizes. You know, Yaakov Avinu learned all his life. 63 years old. He says, he goes outside the house, Eliphaz is here. He says, excuse me, you know what's the problem there? You know what's the problem? You're not Shamash yet. You're not Shamash. A scholar says the Mishnah Perkei Avot. Kol shechokhmato merubah memaasav, en chokhmato metkayemet. Says the Mishnah, listen, he can be a scholar. Sits all day, learn. If you don't do things out of your way for others, It says your Torah is worthless. Here, look at Yaakov. Yaakov, 63 years old, comes out of the house. His father gave him a bracha. His mother gave him a bracha. Bracha of Yitzchak. Yitzchak gives him a special bracha. Besides, V'yitein lecha Elokim, he gave him bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that blessed my father Abraham, blesses you. You go to my father, to my brother-in-law, to Laban. You can get married over there. Out of the house, finish all the bracha. What happened to all the brachot? What happened? Your father Yitzchak's bracha. What happened to it? Elif is going to kill him. Takes his clothing off. Yaakov is standing on the street like Adam HaRishon before he ate from the tree. He says, what happened to you? Runs to the yeshiva. Stay over there 14 years. You know what he does? Rashi says, Shimesh Bevet Ever. He was a shamash in the yeshiva. Are you a shamash in the yeshiva? I says, this is Ma'asab, Mubim HaChokhmato. Now you go outside. Now Hashem is going to take you. See, Esav is going to run after you. You're going to come into the back house. You're going to come from the other door. And Esav is going to get lost over there. The Gemara says, all of a sudden Esav lost. The GPS didn't work. He didn't know where he was. And Yaakov fled. He's now in Haran. It's because he was a shamash. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Lakohen says the Navi, you know what? Sometimes he's going to become an angel. Why you become an angel? What was an angel? Who wants to become an angel? What do you think, an angel? He has no life. Eliyahu Navi. What is this? Runs here, runs there, flies off. Stories in the Gemara back and forth. I'd rather be in Gan Eden next to Moshe Rabbeinu. An angel is not something to look forward. The Gemara says angels have no Yetzirah. Angels log into the world. It's an angel is nothing. An angel is nothing. Nobody should try to become an angel. But the Gemara says, here, I'll tell you something. If the rabbi is like an angel, really like the rabbi like an angel. If the rabbi is like an angel, the Gemara says, go study from him. If the rabbi is not like an angel, how do I know how the rabbi is? I never saw an angel. No, the Gemara doesn't mean the rabbi is to look like an angel. The Gemara says the rabbi should be like an angel. Dome. Arab le Malach Hashem says that's Navi Malachim Malachim said he said Kohen Malach Hashem Tzvakotu. A Kohen should be is like an angel. So what do you mean? He says it doesn't charge for trial, it doesn't charge for teaching, nothing. He says that's an angel. Angel doesn't get anything. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu granted Pinchas. That's the Gemara says this. You know, you should know this. This is the secret of the sixth parasha. Says this is parasha almost all the time, comes in the 3 weeks, almost all the time. And after all, most of the time is being pushed, is pushed. The real Haftarah. The real Haftarah is about Eliyahu Navi because Pinchas is Eliyahu. It says the miracle that Eliyahu Navi made, the idea of Eliyahu Navi. The Gemara says before Mashiach will come, Eliyahu Navi will come 3 days before. Come 3 days before to do what? The Gemara says to make peace in the world. So the peace in the world is the Mishnah. What do you mean peace? So the Yahu will convince us that we have to be Shamashim Lamakom. Says Dari, before Mashiach will come, Am Yisrael are going to be Kohanim. Says there will be a Kohen Bet HaMikdash. So what do you think? Every person comes to Bet HaMikdash, you're going to charge money. Says the Kohen doesn't charge, you're not allowed to charge. He says the Kohen is a Shamash. That's the Kohen and the Levi is a Shamashim. That's the Gemara says. Says you should know. Before Aaron HaKohen became a Kohen, Hashem did not decide who is the real Shamash. He says, here, I tell you what. He says, if you remember, quote, remember 40 years ago? 40 years ago, Hashem met Moshe the first time. Hashem told Moshe, go, take him Israel out. Moshe keeps arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He comes, he doesn't come, he does what he wants, he doesn't want. And Hashem said, you know what, Moshe, you're supposed to be a Kohen. Now you're going to be a Levi. He says, what's the secret behind? What's the difference? He says, I tell you the differences. A Kohen is, Navi says, the Kohen, he is like an angel. He says, this is the top. Walks with HaMikdash 24-7. No reward, nothing, zero. Higher than a Levi. He says, Moshe, you didn't understand. Your job is to be Shamash. Shamash doesn't ask anything. Shamash doesn't complain. Shamash says, Shamash. You Shamash. You know, Shamash. Shamash means nobody hired you. You don't get a reward. You don't get a salary. He says, who are you? I'm nobody. Who are you, Shamash? I'm the Shamash of Eliyahu Navi. I'm Shamash of Rabbi Ever. That's what Yaakov Avinu is. Shamash. He says, what means Moshe? Moshe starts arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you are called a slave. Ever Ne'eman Karat Hello. Все. Пойди на Шамаш. Пинхас это Шамаш. Пинхас это Ари. It's nothing for himself, never wanted anything. He says, here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it does this trick. He says, that person comes in front of Moshe, he says, I want to marry a goy. Moshe cries, he says, I don't believe it. Pinchas tells me, listen, Moshe, you told me, you told us, if somebody does such a thing, kill him. Moshe said, you know what, I forgot. He says, the Gemara, you know what, Hashem made Moshe forget it. In order for Pinchas to get what he deserves. What do you mean he deserves? He doesn't deserve. He got it into the system that he's Shamash. Hashem made Moshe forget. He said, you know, you forget. He remembers. Because he is a Shamash. Shamash remembers. I said, Moshe tells you, Pinchas, you know what? You do the job because you Shamash. Shamash of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to be Eliyahu Navi. You're going to live forever. Because Shamash means forever. A slave, you know, the master is giving food, buy him this, give him this. He says, Shamash, I don't need nothing from you. That's what Rabot says. Be like a slave with no reward. What is your title? Shamash. I'm the Shamash Mita Knesset. I fixed it, the chairs. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I think my children should take over after me. Hashem said, No. This guy Yoshua. I said, Yoshua. Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, they came to Yoshua, asked him 3,000 questions. Yoshua said, I have no idea. I don't know really. Says the Gemara, Otniel Ben Knaz was a genius for the generation. He told Yoshua, what do you mean you don't know? That's very simple. He said, So why you made him the leader? He doesn't know. He says, no, it's on purpose to show you something. But he was ordained by Moshe because he was a Shamash. Lem Shvitochai, Yoshua is a Shamash. He says, Shamash. He says, Shamash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole idea. That's what the Gemara says. You should know the secret. The secret of a person to escape and to get reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Shamash. Not okay, it's not my thing, it's not my type, I don't do these things. The goal in life is to be a Kohen. Kohen is a Shamash. He said, Eliyahu Navi became Shamash. I said, Hashem said, you know what? After you did it, you know, you can become Eliyahu Navi. He said, what do you do? The Gemara says he flies over the world, back and forth, the whole day is busy. There's no rest for a second. He says, but he doesn't care. He wants to be Shamash. Let the Gemara says that Eliyahu always so-called wanted things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's a Shamash. He was about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Moshe tells him. You go do this. You go kill. Let me go kill. Why not you, Moshe? No, you don't understand. When you kill, the Shamash killed. I'm going to kill, just a slave killed. Shamash is much higher. As the Tamun Zeal said, you should know, tzitzit is so important. There's the secret in the tzitzit. This is why Hashem made it. Four corners, you put strings. He said, listen, with this, the Tamun Zeal become Shamash. You become an angel. You're not an angel. You're not really an angel. It says you, the concept of an angel, Shamash, you become Shamash. That's how the tzitzit is going to grant you. It says midah keneged midah. Says midah. So the Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, you're going to have slaves running after you to help you. It says why? Because you chose to become Shamash. Hashem grants you with Shamashim, with Avadim. 2:7. That's why the Gemara says you'll be able to see the Shekhinah. What do you mean Shekhinah? It's like an angel. Angel sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, if you careful about the tzitzit, says you become Shamash. This is like an angel. Says the Pinchas is an angel. The Gemara says, listen, this is the whole concept. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu questions. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, I want to explain to you something. If you ask questions, you're not a Shamash. You can't go to Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel, you have to come. This is the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be Shamash over there. In Eretz Israel, you have to be Shamash. It says, not everything is you get for yourself. You have to do something. He says, this is the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes in the Torah and tells you, listen, after Hashem says, tells Moshe, listen, I'm Israel, you come to Eretz Israel, each one is going to get a piece of land. Says the Gemara, the five daughters of Zophat came to Moshe. He says, Moshe, I says, our father did not have any boy. We have five girls. Can we get it? Says the Gemara, what do you think about those girls? The Gemara says, you don't understand. Those girls are very special girls. The Gemara, tzadikot hayu. Very holy. The Gemara, what tzadikot hayu? I says, the love Israel. You love Israel, so you really need a piece of land. You love Israel, you need a piece of land. I love Israel too. He says, no, you don't understand. I want to be in Eretz Israel in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Shamash to Hashem. In Eretz Israel, you Shamash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's the purpose, to be in Eretz Israel. And those girls, said Hashem, so-called, blocked Moshe. Moshe never learned this halacha. In order for us to learn, says the Gemara, what does it mean to love Israel? I said, you go to Israel, you have to know, you go to Israel, you want to be Shamash. In Israel, you want to be Shamash. You want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Israel. Says the Shiltei Giborim, mark out the so-called Rishonim. He says, you know, if you just go to Israel, because you won't go to visit over there, you don't want to stay there. I said, well, I'm going for a tour. He says, it's a sin. Mi bikesh zot miyedchem remos chatzerai. He says, excuse me. Hashem said, this is the haftarah of Shabbat Chazon, the Navi Yeshayahu said. He says, why are you coming here? Touring? Go to Alaska. Why are you coming here? He says, this place is, you go over there, you hope, I go there, I stay there. I want to be Shamash over there. He says, it's no mitzvah. He says, you should know, you go to Israel, and you buy a ticket, two-way, and I'm going to visit, I'm coming back. He says, not only you don't do a mitzvah, he said, you do a sin. You should take it away, Masechet Shavuot. Almost one of the Rishonim, almost Rishon. I says, why? Because when you go to Israel, you have to know, you're going over there, it's the land of Hashem. He says, where are you going over there? Where are you going over there? Because I want to be Shamash over there. I want to be Shamash. Shifti bet Hashem kol mechayel azim nam Hashem v'atye b'chalo. He says, David Melech said, listen, I want to build bet HaMikdash, I want to stay here. What do you want to do over there? I want to be Shamash. I want to be Shamash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shifti Gibram says, you go over there, you say, listen, I'll go over there. Hopefully, Mashiach comes. I stay there. He didn't come, so I go back there. Okay, what shall I do? I can't be Shamash. Shamash means Bet HaMikdash. Shamash means Mashiach. So, really, when you go, you have to think like this. I hope I'm going one way. If you buy a two-way ticket, she said, why did you come here? Who needs you here? It's not a tourist attraction. Eretz Israel is a place called Patin Shemelech, it's the palace of Hashem. And you come over there, says, no, don't go visit Hashem. I want to go be a Shamash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's not think, no, says in the Mishnah. The person should have it. He said, the Chachamim said, this is really, those 3 weeks, dangerous days. He says, a person, in order to escape, he should accept himself, he wants to be Shamash. He says, how do you know? He says, everybody can say it. He says, the first thing is a tzitzit. He says, tzitzit is a sign, if you want to be Shamash or not. Because the tzitzit, this is segula to be Shamash. When you wear it, then your head thinks different. Then your brain thinks, I want to be Shamash to Hashem. That's what Metam Nuzir said. I says, that's what the Gemara grants a person, Zohar. I says, cheat, what's it? It means I want to be Shamash. Like I want to be like an angel. What do you mean like an angel? Not that the person is an angel. I says, no, like an angel is Shamash, he wants to be a Shamash. And that's what Chachamim said. You should usually know this, the holiest of the holiest. The Lamed Vav Tzadikim in every generation, they're Shamashim. You know, he does in Bet HaKnesset, he fixes something, he goes over there in the middle of the night, they sweep the streets in Eretz Israel. I know a few of them. One of them is Rav Yosef Valtoch, Rav Yosef Dayan, books about them. He used to be Shamashim, he used to come to places, wash dishes, he used to go to Yeshiva, and he said, I need a piece of bread. I said, you know what? I wash the dishes of the Holy Yeshiva, and you give me a piece of bread. He didn't need the bread. He wanted to be Shamash in the Yeshiva. In Kelem, in Russia. In Kelem. It's Poland, in Russia. Kelem. Poland. In Kelem. Simchat Torah, they said, who wants to open the Echal? I said, okay. So everybody wants. Who doesn't? I said, you know, we're going to sell now. Who is going to take the pail that's under the toilet? I said, forget about it. He says, you know, people say, you know what? I'm going to learn 1,000 pages of Gemara, give me the pleasure, the whole year, I want to take the pail from under the toilet, take it outside. To be shamash. I saw with my eyes, Rabbi Lupian was after over 8 years old. As I learned the yeshiva, I saw him with my eyes, he takes a toilet paper, clean the toilet. I saw with my eyes. Shamash. Shamash. This is the idea of a person is in his head, he wants to be shamash. Just shamash grants a person with all the things. The Shavuot Chachamim says a person should check his seat, should check Talit Katan, Talit Gadol, should always wear Talit Katan, should make sure that he has the best Talit Katan, best Talit Gadol, because his seat was 100% made, not just the one bought it in the store, who tied it, who made it, who made the swings, it's Tviya Lishma, Niputz Lishma, Shtira Lishma, Machlokot, you have to have the best seat. This shows that you want to be shamash. It shows that you want to be like an angel. And this is a guarantee, nothing will happen. Because Hashem doesn't kill angels. Nothing will happen to angels. Angels stays forever. They will not be forever. So because it's a shamash. So the whole parasha Pinchas is to grant Pinchas. So Pinchas. Pinchas was a shamash. Pinchas was a shamash. Now he showed it's a shamash. Yeah, Hashem granted him. If you should remember this halacha, he's going to kill him. So why are you going to kill him? Because I'm a shamash. He's like, Kanaim Pogimbo. It's a shamash. You are Shamash. That Hashem grants you with all the things. Hashem should save us and send us Mashiach will be Shamashim with the Mugdash Marbam and Amen.
I'm having share next week.
Yeah.